Good morning.
Buenos días.
I'm going to invite you to go ahead and find your seats.
Les invitamos a tomar un asiento.
We have six baptisms that we're going to do this afternoon.
Hoy tenemos seis bautismos que vamos a hacer hoy.
We had two in first service and they were so powerful.
Tuvimos dos en el primer culto y fueron super poderosos.
And so I just can't wait to get to that part of our service today.
Así que no puedo esperar hasta llegar a ese punto de nuestro servicio.
So if you don't know me,
si no me conocen,
mi nombre es Catherine.
Her name is Catherine.
That's the best I've got.
Eso es lo mejor que puedo hacer.
But I also wanted to introduce to you Elizabeth.
Pero también quería presentar a Elizabeth.
Who's going to be interpreting today?
Que va a ser interpretando el servicio de hoy.
Can we all say thank you?
Podemos decir gracias.
We're going to dive right in so that we can get to the baptisms.
Ya vamos a empezar.
We are in a series called True Love.
Estamos en una serie que se llama Verdadero Amor.
God's love for us is extravagant.
El amor de Dios es extravagante.
It's overwhelming.
Es abrumante.
It is perfect.
Es perfecto.
God is love.
Dios es amor.
Love is what we were created for.
No, Dios nos creó por amor.
And we've already talked about how to receive that love.
Y ya hemos hablado de cómo recibir ese amor.
And then last week we talked about how our response to that love is obedience.
La semana pasada hablamos de que nuestra respuesta a ese amor es obediencia.
And today we're going to take a sharp right turn.
Y hoy vamos a dar una vuelta.
And we're going to talk about what true love hates.
Y vamos a hablar sobre lo que el verdadero amor odia.
Now, it might feel a little bit strange to think about God hating anything.
Y podría parecer un poquito raro de pensar en Dios odiando algo.
But the truth is,
pero la verdad es que
God hates everything.
Dios odia todo
that separates us from his love.
Que nos separa de su amor.
God hates everything that separates us from his love.
Dios odia todo que nos separa de su amor.
In the middle of his love,
en medio de su amor,
experiencing his love,
experimentar su amor,
that's what we were made for.
Dios nos creó por eso.
And God hates all the things that take us out of that place.
Y Dios odia cualquier cosa que nos saca de ese lugar.
Sin is what separates us from God's love.
El pecado es lo que nos separa del amor de Dios.
So God hates sin.
Así que Dios odia el pecado.
So most of us probably have a running list in our head of what we think sin is.
Muchas de nosotros tenemos una lista en nuestra cabeza de qué es el pecado.
Murder, gossip,
homicidio, chisme,
lying, cheating,
mentiras, engaños,
idolatry, lust,
idolatría.
But the truth is,
pero la verdad es que
sin isn't just a list.
El pecado no solamente es una lista.
It's not just do's and don'ts.
No solamente son cosas que debería hacer y no debería hacer.
It's not just rules and regulations.
No solo son reglas.
Sin is a corruption.
El pecado es una corrupción
of God's intended plan.
Del plan intencionado por Dios.
That we would know true love.
Que conociéramos el verdadero amor.
Because God hates everything that stands in our way of that.
Porque Dios odia cualquier cosa que nos impide de llegar a ese amor.
God isn't trying to keep us in line.
Dios no está intentando mantenernos en línea.
He's trying to keep us in love.
Está intentando mantenernos en amor.
So I just want to actually give you one example.
Así que les quiero dar un ejemplo.
Of how sin takes us out of God's love.
De cómo el pecado nos saca del amor de Cristo.
And I'm going to invite my friend Steve Andrew to join us on stage.
Y voy a invitar a mi amigo Steve a estar con nosotros.
Matthew 6:14.
Mateo 6:14.
For if you forgive other people,
porque si perdonan a otros sus ofensas,
when they sin against you,
perdón sus ofensas, perdón.
Sorry, that's okay. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
También los perdonará a ustedes su Padre celestial.
I think it's funny how we often get caught up on the passages that we don't understand.
A mí me da gracia que a veces nos paramos en los pasajes que no entendemos muy bien.
While there are passages like this one that are so crystal clear.
Cuando hay pasajes como este que son súper claros.
When we withhold forgiveness from another person,
cuando tenemos falta de perdón por alguien más,
we rob ourselves of an experience of God's grace.
Nos robamos a nosotros mismos de una experiencia de la gracia de Dios.
When we withhold forgiveness,
cuando tenemos falta de perdón,
we withhold the ability for God to forgive us.
No dejamos que Dios nos perdona a nosotros.
It's a big deal.
Es una gran cosa.
And Steve has a testimony.
Y Steve tiene un testimonio.
It's a fresh one. It's a fresh one.
Oh, es, a new one. Es super reciente.
That I've asked him to share today.
Que quiero que comparte hoy.
So, two Fridays ago.
Hace dos semanas.
I had a really extremely strong breakthrough in my personal life.
Tuve un gran logro en mi vida con Dios.
The Lord kept putting his finger on an issue that I did not want to deal with at all.
Dios seguía mostrándome un problema en mi corazón que no quería solucionar, no quería resolver.
So I chose to go through that hard issue and deal with that where I had been holding unforgiveness for about 12 years.
Entonces al final decidí resolver ese problema que yo tenía falta de perdón por desde hace 12 años.
So this breakthrough brought a new level of freedom into my personal life.
Así que este logro me trajo un sentido de libertad que nunca había experimentado antes.
As a result, I serve on the ministry team here, and we had healing night on Monday night, the following Monday night.
Y después, la semana después, tuvimos la noche de sanidad aquí en la iglesia, y yo sirvo como parte del ministerio.
I shared the testimony with the ministry team before healing night began.
Compartí mi testimonio con el equipo de ministerio antes de que empezara la noche.
And I was really excited. I normally serve at the prophetic station, but I was really excited to see what new stuff God might do.
Estoy súper emocionada porque nuevamente ayudo con la área de palabras proféticas, pero estoy emocionada de ver qué más Dios iba a hacer esa noche.
And that's not what happened.
Pero eso no es exactamente lo que pasó.
I served at a different station with another ministry team member.
Al final terminé ayudando con un otro parte del ministerio, con un otro miembro del equipo.
And a gentleman came up asking for physical healing.
Y un hombre me acercó y me pidió oración por sanidad física.
I'd never have done this before and was very reluctant initially.
No, nunca había hecho eso antes y tenía un poquito de miedo al principio.
But I stepped into it anyway and did what I felt like I was supposed to do.
Pero empecé a orar y empecé a seguir lo que Dios me estuvo diciendo.
As a result, by the end of that night, I saw two people get their knees healed completely.
Como resultado de esa obediencia, al final de la noche vi a dos personas que Dios sanó a sus rodillas.
And another person that I didn't even pray for got their shoulder healed.
Y otra persona que ni siquiera oré por él, Dios sanó su hombro.
So it's, yeah.
Amen.
All right, so, oops. Again. Stay tuned. I think I'm done.
Is everybody okay?
Estamos todos bien, ¿verdad?
Hold it all the way to my mouth. Okay. No, I'm good. Are we all good?
Are
we all
good?
Are you all okay? All right, let's revisit Steve's testimony, shall we?
Vamos a hablar sobre el testimonio de Steve otra vez.
If anyone lost a little hearing, just come back to Healing Night.
Y si alguien se perdió su audición, que puedan volver a la noche
God's
de sanidad.
God's moving and he's healing people.
Que Dios está moviendo y está sanando a personas.
So actually, I'll get back to Steve's in a minute. Sorry. In between services.
De hecho, entre los dos servicios de hoy,
I found out that there were more knees healed that night.
Me enteré de que habían más rodillas que Dios sanó esa noche también.
I'm up to a 6 count of knees being healed.
Ya he contado 6 personas que Dios sanó sus rodillas.
So, if you've got some creaky knees,
así que si necesitan ayuda con las rodillas,
next first Monday, I better see you there.
El primer lunes del mes debería verte ahí.
Okay. So what's so incredible to me about Steve's testimony?
Lo que para mí es muy increíble del testimonio de Steve
is that in a direct response,
es que en una respuesta
to his obedience to offer forgiveness,
a la obediencia de Dios para ofrecer perdón,
to stop withholding it,
para dejar de guardar esa falta de perdón,
God released a new gift.
Dios le dio un nuevo don.
The Greek word for grace is charis.
La palabra griega para la palabra gracia es charis.
And the word that we use for spiritual gifts in Scripture,
y la palabra que usamos para dones espirituales en la Escritura,
is charismata.
Es charismata.
It directly translates,
traduce directamente,
grace gift,
dones de gracia.
And so when we withhold forgiveness,
así que cuando tenemos falta de perdón,
we rob ourselves of experiencing God's grace.
Nos robamos de nosotros mismos de experimentar la gracia de Dios.
And on the flip side,
el otro lado,
when we forgive,
cuando perdonamos,
we receive a new measure of God's grace.
Recibimos una nueva cantidad de la gracia de Dios.
And we got to see this played out in Steve's testimony.
Y podríamos verlo en el testimonio de Steve.
How exciting.
Qué emocionante.
This is what God wants to do in all of us.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere hacer en todos nosotros.
He wants to release us from the sin that entangles.
Dios quiere soltarnos del pecado.
The sin that trips us up.
El pecado que nos tropieza.
And holds us back.
Y que nos
and keeps us from experiencing God's love.
Que nos deja de experimentar el amor de Dios.
He wants to release us from that.
Quiere soltarnos de eso.
So what do we do?
Así que, ¿qué hacemos?
We follow Steve's example.
Seguimos el ejemplo de Steve.
And when God puts his finger on something,
y cuando Dios nos muestra algo,
we release it.
Lo dejamos suelto a
we
Dios.
Confess it.
Confesamos eso.
1 John 1, 7 through 9.
El primero de Juan 7, no, perdón. Primero de Juan capítulos 1, versículos 7 a 9.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light,
pero si vivimos en la luz, así como él está en la luz,
we have fellowship with one another.
Tenemos comunión unos con otros.
And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Y la sangre de su hijo Jesucristo nos limpia de todo pecado.
If we say we have no sin,
si afirmamos que no tenemos pecado,
we deceive ourselves.
Nos engañamos a nosotros mismos.
And the truth is not in us.
Y la verdad no está en nosotros.
If we confess our sins,
si confesamos nuestros pecados,
he is faithful and just.
Dios es fiel y justo.
To forgive us our sins,
nos los perdonará,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness,
y nos limpiará de toda maldad.
So as Steve was sharing stage one of his testimony on Monday night,
como Steve estuvo compartiendo la primera fase de su testimonio el lunes de la noche la semana pasada,
he went on to describe it as an addictive experience.
Seguía hablando y explicó cómo esa experiencia fue casi adictiva.
Because of the freedom that he was feeling,
como la libertad que estuvo sintiendo en ese momento,
he wanted to forgive everybody he knew.
Quería perdonar a cualquier persona.
He wanted to confess all of his sins.
Quería confesar todos sus pecados.
Because it sets us free when we do it.
Porque nos libera cuando lo hacemos.
And the question came up.
Y la pregunta surgió.
Why do we hesitate to confess our sins to God?
¿Por qué no queremos confesar nuestros pecados a Dios?
Is it because we're afraid he will put us in our place?
¿Es porque tenemos miedo que Dios nos va a poner en nuestro lugar?
On Monday night, I heard the Lord speak to me.
El lunes por la noche oí la voz de Dios.
And he said, "That's exactly what I want to do."
Y me dijo, "Eso es exactamente lo que quiero hacer."
I want to put you in your place.
Te quiero poner en tu lugar.
That place that you were created for.
Ese lugar donde yo te creo para
eso. I want to put you in the very center of my love.
Te quiero poner en el centro de mi amor.
Second Corinthians 5:21.
En segundo de Corintios 5:21.
For our sake.
You can continue.
He made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Al que no cometió pecado alguno, por nosotros Dios lo trató como pecador, para que en él recibiéramos la justicia de Dios.
Jesus took on upon himself.
Jesús tomó en sí mismo
all of our sin and all that God hates.
Todo nuestro pecado, todo lo que Dios odia.
So that we might become the righteousness of God.
Para que podríamos ser la justicia de Dios.
This is the good news.
Estas son las buenas nuevas.
Could those who are going to be baptized please join us on stage?
Los que van a ser bautizados, por favor, que vengan adelante.
Like I promised, today we're doing some baptisms.
Como prometí, hoy vamos a hacer unos bautismos.
Baptism is a public declaration of faith in Jesus.
Los bautismos son declaraciones públicos de fe en Jesús.
It's the acknowledgement that we can't do it on our own.
Es el reconocimiento de que no podemos hacerlo solos.
That the weight of this sin is too heavy for us to bear.
Que la pesa del pecado es demasiado pesado.
That without Jesus we're dead in our sins.
Que sin Jesús estamos muertos en pecado.
And baptism is a beautiful picture of what happens.
Y los bautismos son un ejemplo bonito de lo que pasa.
As people are dunked under the water,
mientras las personas se van bajo del agua,
it shows that they are going into the grave with Jesus and their sin.
Muestra que están bajando a la tumba con Jesús en sus pecados.
And as they come up out of the water,
y mientras se levantan el agua,
they are resurrected into new life.
Tienen vida nueva.
All right, so whoever's being baptized, if you could join me up here front and center.
La primera persona que va a ser bautizada. ¿Es la primera persona?
This is the best day ever.
Es el mejor día. All right.
All right, we're actually going to give these guys a chance to introduce themselves and also to share a bit of their testimony.
Vamos a dejar a esas personas presentarse y también compartir un poco de sus testimonios.
But before that, I have a few questions that I need to ask you guys.
Pero antes de eso, quiero preguntarles algunas preguntas.
Are you ready? Do you believe in God? Do you believe 100% so far? Good job. Do you believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for your sins and he rose again on the third day so that you may be forgiven of your sins and have everlasting life? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord and want to serve him all the days of your life? Yes. All right. You ready to give your testimony?
So I have a very long testimony that I wrote, which I will not share because it's way too long. Today, the service is indicative of the meat of my testimony. I do want to speak Jesus. And Steve's breakthrough was in line with mine, working very hard on forgiveness and wanting to follow Jesus with all my heart.
Lo que quería compartir ella era que como Dios, su testimonio es parecido a lo de Steve, de que Dios trabajó en su corazón para perdonar a otros y ya tienes la libertad.
My name is Diego. Mine's a short testimony. So when I first thought about baptism, I felt a little scared. But when I started learning about it more, I felt more confident to do it. And so I just wanted to do it. And now it's like, it's my time to get really close to God and be have a better life.
Al principio tenía miedo de bautizarse, pero después de pensar mucho en eso, decidió bautizarse y dijo que ya quiere tener una vida más cercana a Dios.
My name is Zachary. I'm also going to keep mine pretty short, but I've been going to Grace Covenant since I was born, about 18 and a half years. But my walk with God started probably back in, I've known God, you know, my whole life. My parents did a really good job of raising me, but my relationship kind of started back in seventh grade at our first winter retreat. That's when I really started to go more in depth, and I learned a lot more from some people I'm really close with now from church and stuff. But, you know, today, my baptism, I want it to be kind of my next step and I guess my commitment to my relationship with God.
Dijo que creció en la iglesia, pero no era hasta que estuvo en como séptimo grado que de verdad empezó su relación con Cristo, y quiere que hoy sea un día para tomar un paso más adelante con su relación con Cristo.
Good morning. My name is Robert. For those of you that know me, know that I love to talk, but they told me to keep it to 1 to 2 minutes. So I will also keep mine as a short testimony. The reason why I'm here today, my wife who's staying next to me, she helped to draw me back to the cross back when we met in college. And I've been trying for a while to do life kind of my way. And I'm done trying to do it my way. I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready to surrender my life to God. I'm ready to surrender my family to God. I'm ready to surrender all of my past sin and past choices to God. I'm ready to surrender just everything that I have to the Lord.
Dijo que su esposa le ayudó mucho en volverse a una relación con Cristo, y que después de muchos años ya quiere rendir todo a Dios, toda su vida, cada parte de su vida.
Hi, I'm Melissa, married to this guy. I started talking to God when I was 4. I prayed for a baby sister named Juliana, and she is now 24. And then a few years later, my brother got into a local Christian school, and he started telling me about Jesus. But then as a teenager and a young adult, there was just a lot of brokenness in my life, a lot of heartbreak and broken relationships. And recently, in the last few years, since becoming a mother, I've realized that instead of surrendering my life to God and to Jesus and to trying to walk with him daily. I've just been paralyzed. I've been numb. I've been on the floor, just unable to move. And Jesus has always been with me saying, you know, get up, get up. Your work isn't finished yet. You need to get up. And so I'm getting up.
Dijo que cuando era pequeña escuchó la voz de Dios, hasta pidió a Dios por una hermanita, y esa hermanita ya cumple 24 años, y que después había un tiempo en que no estuvo caminando con Dios, y ya por los últimos años ha sentido como derrotada, que no quería hacer nada, que aunque sabía que Dios estuvo con ella, que se sentía triste, no quería levantarse, pero se escuchó la voz de Dios diciendo como, levántate, levántate. Entonces hoy es el día que se levanta.
So mine was also very long and I was told to condense it. But mine is a little bit more like specific to an event that really helped me find God. So I'm going to start with following the events at Bridgewater College on February 1st of last year. The Lord really started to work on my heart. In many ways, he merely saved my life. I didn't know where to go or what to do. I was at the lowest moment in my life. I have repented my sins from the last year, and God has remained my guiding light, helping me to understand that I will indeed have to face difficulties. Like with many other students that day, I received salvation on that day alone by the grace of God. I will do everything in my power to follow God's path and believe in whatever he has in store for me and my future. The person that's helped me reach this point is behind me, my girlfriend Mackenzie Young. And therefore, I want to announce that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior in front of the whole church and everybody. I want to get baptized to openly acknowledge my truth in an outward manner. With that stated, I sincerely thank Grace Covenant, this lovely church, for giving me the opportunity. I will continue to obey God and live the life he has planned for me, because my journey of faith is far from over. Thank you for listening.
Después de lo que pasó el primero de febrero en Bridgewater College, le impactó mucho y empezó a seguir un camino con Dios, y su novia le ayudó mucho. Entonces hoy quiere declarar que Jesús es su Salvador y que es su Dios.
Let's do this, huh? All right, let's go. Let's head on back, guys. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Josephine Marie Dean, I baptize you in the name of the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Athena Rose Shiflett, I baptize you in the name of the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Diego told me that he wants to take this decision because he want to be more close to God and compromise more. And I think we want to, I talked to my wife and we want to say, okay, this is the time, because he's a kid, but we never think about, like, because he's a kid, we don't know, he have more knowledge and he know more about God. And he wants to take the decision. We are very happy with him. And he's, you're ready, yeah?
Diego Andrés, yo te bautizo en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
So, Zachary's mom and I have known from the time he was a little baby that God had a real purpose for him, because he was saved from almost ultimate death by the Lord. And so we know he has a great purpose for his life. And so, yeah. So it is my great privilege as his dad, Zachary Jaron Erb, we baptize you in the name of the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Gianni Vito Maltese, we baptize you in the name of the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Melissa Leanne Russell, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Douglas Russell, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We're going to get everyone who was baptized to gather and drip over here. And all friends, family, stay up here. If you just want to gather around and lay hands on them, we're going to pray over you. God, we thank you for new life. We thank you for setting us free. God, we thank you for each one here. We thank you for your design, for your destiny, for your purpose, for each one. And we're anointing each of you with oil right now as a sign, as a symbol of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit with you and filling you today and every day for the rest of your lives. We speak blessing over you in the name of Jesus.
Dios, te damos gracias por ese paso que han tomado de fe hoy. Te damos gracias por el Espíritu Santo que ya está llenándoles, Señor. Te damos gracias por estar con ellos para siempre. Gracias por vida nueva que has dado a ellos, Señor.
We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. This calls for a celebration. So will you stand to your feet and let's worship. It's a good day.
Es un buen día, ¿no?
Ministry team, English speakers, Spanish speakers, please make your way to the front.
El equipo de ministerio de hispanohablantes y los que hablan inglés, por favor, acérquense.
If anything in your heart was stirred today,
si había algo en tu corazón que se sintió como un impulso,
and you'd like someone to stand with you in prayer,
y quieres orar con alguien,
would you come?
Por favor, vengan adelante.
Whether you want to give your life to Jesus for the first time,
si quieres entregar tu vida a Jesús por la primera vez,
or the 500th time,
o el 500,000 veces,
would you come and let someone stand with you?
Por favor, vengan adelante y oren con alguien.
I'm going to pray over you.
Vamos a orar.
God, we thank you.
Dios, te damos gracias.
For the gift of life.
Por el regalo de la vida.
We thank you for your love for us.
Gracias por su amor por nosotros.
And we thank you that you paid every price.
Y gracias porque tú pagaste todo el precio.
So that we could stand in that love.
Para que podamos ponernos de pie dentro de ese amor.
It is where we belong.
Es donde nos pertenecemos.
We commit our lives to you.
Cometemos nuestras vidas a ti.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Please come forward.
Por favor, vengan adelante.
Give prayer.
Oren con alguien.
I love you. We'll see you next week.
Les quiero mucho. Nos vemos la semana que viene.